I don't really like that word, community, you know? I mean, in the same way that I don't really like the word society. I think too often it's used as a shorthand for faceless, impoverished neighborhoods. And I think if we were to depict the community in that way, it would be a huge failure. So, I mean, for the purposes of the project and for the purposes of, you know, promotional language and reaching out to the community, I mean, to my mind, that means the people who live in the neighborhood of Mantua. If they live in that neighborhood currently, or if they have lived there for a long time and they have something to say about their experiences there, they're part of the community, to my mind. I don't know enough about Mantua yet to really comment on what the kind of broader communal characteristics of that neighborhood are. I mean, I will say, in some of the digging that I've done, there's some really great energy there right now. They take planning very seriously, and they have a pretty deep history of resident-initiated planning. There's a group called the Mantua Community Planners that was active back in the 1970s. And they just this summer kind of made official a Mantua transformation plan that was largely made possible by money from HUD, and kind of based around the Mount Vernon Manor housing complex. So in the few conversations that I have had, there's a real sense of kind of ownership of the neighborhood. You know, there's a lot of homeowners. People have been there quite a long time. And they're fairly proud of the neighborhood's history. Whether that's skewed by the folks I've been talking to or not, I don't know, you know. Because if I tell people that I'm working on a project, a history project in Mantua, most people's, you know, reaction to that is, oh, that's kind of rough up there, right? Like, isn't there a lot of drug trafficking up there? Like, they have a real drug problem, which is kind of the outside perception of Mantua. And they do have a drug problem, you know? I mean, and they have a very large vacancy problem, which is why a project called Funeral for a Home can happen in that part of town. So the challenge, I think, with a project like this is to, at least from my end, is to balance all that positive energy that's clearly on view if you walk, you know, through Mantua or go to these kind of events that I've been going to, with, you know, a story of declension, of what was once a very solid residential row home neighborhood that was heavily populated, and how citywide and national trends of depopulation, deindustrialization, you know, contributed to the decline of that neighborhood. You know, so how do you balance those ugly realities with the life that's clearly still there?